Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. So I know EB brought up about half an hour ago the audio of Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. I believe it's also with Chris Sims.
Yes.
Talking about the top golf bit the Commanders love to do.
Up in arms about it. And you know, I know that Jaden didn't love it, but it obviously all worked out. The Commanders kind of went on record and said, look, it was a way of getting all the guys together and then maybe kind of seeing how they interact. Mm-hmm. But to me, it was more of just a convenience thing.
Cody Shook pointed out on Twitter that I think Tuesdays is like half price night at Top Golf.
Yeah, so maybe they're
looking to cut some corners and get a deal.
I think the criticism is really, really unfair. And I think Florio and Sims are just, they're off. But here, I want you to hear their criticism.
You're treating players like zoo animals. That's what I think.
Exactly.
I don't like that crap.
Let's put them in this environment and let's study them.
And they think they're right because they were going to take Jaden Daniels last year at number two if he just sat down in the corner and didn't hit one golf ball. Don't give me that bull crap. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. I'm just going to say it. I don't. You don't have enough research. You haven't watched film. You don't have people that are scouting that school that tell you what the person's all about. We got to go out here one more time. What's that really mean? We could put Dan Marino, John Elway, Joe Montana, Troy Aikman. Who else do we want to put in there? Patrick Mahomes. They'll all act a different way. You know what? They're all still awesome. Joe Montana might sit in the corner and go, this is stupid. And just like that, oh, he can't win the Super Bowl because he's a little quiet and he doesn't want to compete. Right? I mean, get out of here with that crap.
One of the guys is smart enough to say, this is a disrespectful, dehumanizing social experiment.
I think it is.
So you can study us. Like you said, you hit the nail on the head. They're treating us like zoo animals here. They're watching us. They're making notes. Oh, look what. Oh,
he laughed when he missed the swing. He must not be that competitive. Oh, no. Like, come on. Get out of here. Yeah. That's hairy high school bull crap, all that.
Here's the reality. Because it's funny to see the people who cover the team, and I understand they're in a tough spot because they need their access, and they also don't need the fans of that team on their asses on social media or elsewhere because they need the fans of that team to consume their content more than anyone else. You cover a team. You need the fans of that team to be consuming your content. If the Top Golf thing was somehow the key to a fresh new universe of scouting, somebody else would have done it this year.
Right. And didn't
it
we
just
hear,
be the Commanders doing it again?
Didn't we
somebody
hear
else
last
would have
year
done
that
it.
Jaden Daniels and his camp wasn't really all, they felt disrespected that the other quarterbacks were brought in and all that. Well, damn, they should have took him off the board then. He can't handle it. They shouldn't have. They made the wrong pick. Like, come on. I don't like it at all. I really don't.
I thought the Raiders did.
They're ill-informed.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Right? Which is unlike Mike to not be informed. Yeah. He's not informed on football.
And maybe there's another team that did it, maybe not at Top Golf, but did something similar. We have no idea.
We're perfect for this because, sure, we want people to consume our content, but we don't cover the team. We're not out there. I don't need access from the team. They give us nothing. I think this is way overblown. I think it's simply a way. I mean, it's actually very irritating. It's simply
very
a way,
defensive over there, very defensive.
Because it's so preposterous. It's simply a way to bring in like 20 guys. They even said they it's an opportunity for them to sit down and talk to them. They bring them aside. They talk to them one-on-one a little bit. You get them all in here one weekend, whatever, two or three days. You go out to Topgolf. You take them out to dinner. Sure, is there an aspect of, hey, you see how they interact with each other? See who is maybe more of a...
But like a leader?
Maybe that's a small percentage of it. But you're exactly right. Jaden didn't even like that thing, and they still took him. It's not some secret sauce that they have.
I mean, for them to say
just an extra piece.
I don't know that Jaden didn't like it. I'm looking at a quote where Jaden said, this is a quote, about Topgolf last year. It was cool. It was fun.
Right.
To be able to enjoy a process with three other guys that I know personally and have been working out with.
Right. Well, it was rumored at the time that he was offended by it.
Yeah, now, maybe he didn't later, like it initially.
Maybe later he said later. His tune.
Maybe after he said, was that after the draft?
He said this right after. It was fun to be able to come out here and not only focus on football, just to get away, kind of recharge the mind.
Right. So either way, it's just such a harmless little thing that if you think they're not watching you like zoo animals when you're at the combine?
Of course.
Even more.
That's way more dehumanizing. Like,
I mean, they got you in your underwear.
They call taking them to Topgolf dehumanizing. I mean, that's a little absurd.
It's an outrageous criticism.
That is coming from Chris Sims, who's a former player, so it's a legitimate perspective.
Well, you can have a perspective, sure. You can have an opinion.
Hey, you know what?
It's an outrageous one.
I don't like Chris Sims buttoning his button all the way to the top of his shirt, but I don't go on a big rant about it, okay?
No, he can rant about it. He can have the opinion. I'm just saying, it's outrageous.
It's
way
weird.
It's
a weird thing to get, to get under your skin about. Like, it clearly affected both of them.
Just to clarify, Jaden said that after the Commanders picked him about the Topgolf experience.
Right, I'm sure
it was after agent, the draft. Ron Butler, liked tweets criticizing it and then did the pondering face emoji.
Right,
right. I don't think he originally liked it.
Yeah.
But after he got drafted, of course he's going to talk publicly.
Well, yeah, they kissed and made up.
Yeah.
But if that was such a critical factor and they saw Jaden sitting there not liking it or pouting, whatever, they, you know, obviously it didn't affect them. They still drafted him.
And if I'm the Commanders,
it's a small piece.
I don't care if you like it or not. This is just the way they're doing business. It's a way that they bring people out and they get to see them in a social setting. It's not that big a deal. Guys are hitting golf balls at Topgolf. Like, they're making
way too much of it. Bring in 20 guys over maybe a 24, 48 hour period.
Wouldn't it be more disrespectful to the player to, I guess, rent a conference room and do your meetings and have everybody waiting in the lobby before their turn to come in?
We're going to meet you guys. We'll take you out the top golf.
It's going to take
a couple
beers. We're going to have like 10 minutes with each guy, you know, while you're waiting. You know,
just go
hit balls.
Have some nachos.
Have some apps.
And you guys can get to know each other a little bit more. And, you know, and will we be watching you? Sure, they watch you everywhere. Any type of recruiting process, they watch you everywhere.
And you know what? Even if it is a social experiment to figure out who you're going to take, I don't blame the team and the GM. No. These are massive investments you're making into a player.
It's a tiny piece of the puzzle. They're making it sound like this is the only criteria they're using to select their players. They came off very curmudgeonly. And trust me, a curmudgeon when I see one.
But not just that. Other teams are doing it.
Right.
I mean, they're not the only team that's just inviting prospects out to hit some golf balls. Other teams are doing it, and there's probably other teams doing something similar.
Well, I think Adam Peters said he learned this from when his time at San Francisco.
Right. Yeah, there you go. I guarantee the Niners are probably doing something too.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's outrageous. It's just outrageous criticism. It's outrageous criticism for something that's a nothing burger.
It was a hot take. There was filling time. There was hot take.
I think Sim makes a good point,
though. They sound stupid.
That in terms of how the guys are there, it's probably not going to affect where they get drafted.
I agree.
It's a tiny little footnote. It's not a big deal.
Exactly.
What if one of the guys was acting like a punk? Yeah, you know, treating the staff wrong. I think it's more about the character.
You just wouldn't expect
it's more about the character.
Or someone got drunk.
Yeah, someone got drunk and stupid.
Yeah. It could. It's a small test. I'm sure
it's one of many.
And by the way, the NFL licensed an entire movie based around the premise of prospects and how they act and how they treat other people and where they're drafted and draft day. I mean, the whole concept is based on how the players act when
they're
drafted.
Isn't that the whole $100 bill?
Yeah, yeah, the whole $100 bill thing. The guy didn't go to the birthday party.
Bo Callahan.
Yeah, Bo Callahan. Yeah. So it obviously, means something.
Yeah, I think it's a data point, and it's also, but more than anything, it's just an opportunity for them to get everybody, knock them out, meet all the guys,
you're
and be done with
what,
it.
You're kind of just seeing what kind of person they are, too.
Yeah. They'd like to meet with their guys. Remember, Kimes said, and it's been really stuck with me, that they didn't draft anybody that they didn't meet with personally last year.
But I think what Sims is pointing to is he'd rather it be like the one-on-one traditional setting.
Okay.
I don't think it's a big deal.
Well, they do.
I think
that
the guys like it, and you may be right. Jaden Daniels said it on the Friday introductory presser that he had an awesome experience at Topgolf.
Right.
He was now a member of the Commanders, so he wanted to say the right things. Maybe there was some initial backlash, but they were going to draft him one way. They're going to draft him no matter what.
Right. It's just outrageous criticism, and it's super annoying. I don't know. It just bugs me. I don't mind criticizing the team. Believe me, I criticize them all the time. Been doing it for 30 years when they annoy me. But that's just piddly. I don't know. It makes me crazy.
If you want to chime in, it is Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067. You can also text us on the Lido Pizza text line, Lido Pizza Square, because they never cut corners. They've got pizza subs, jumbo wings, salads. For locations or place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You just text us, 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply.
It's standard sort of recruiting in any piece of anything in the world. If you go to an IBM conference or something, or you go to some sort of employer thing where they're meeting prospective people.
Like networking.
Of course, yeah, they're looking at you. They're seeing how you interact. That's normal. It's so normal.
You know, they want to see if a guy shows up and drinks 10 beers in an hour and a half, because that'll be a red flag.
I'm sure they don't expect it, but yeah,
they want to
see who can help them out in their foursome for the next charity tournament.
I don't know. Are they upset at that it's golf-related or that it's a group setting?
I don't know. Like the group.
I think it's the group setting.
The zoo
that
animal
tilts
thing.
Them.
But you've never been a bigger zoo animal than you are at the combine.
Well, I mean,
why would that be a big deal if they just invited them out to the facility and had a happy hour?
Yeah, a group meeting at the facility.
Happy hour, like, catered.
Mm-hmm. Because recruits. It's in public. Can people, like,
it's probably
you have a buddy who saw
them? Closed event.
They close the whole thing, or do they just close a portion?
No, I don't think they close the whole thing.
Yeah, top
probably,
are too
probably
big.
A floor. Yeah. So, you know, there's four floors, four levels.
I mean, recruits go on visits with other recruits all the time.
Yeah. And at the combine, they do meet with these guys one-on-one. So it's not like that's the only time they talk to them.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
But they're also out there in their underwear. People are picking at them. I don't know. Are they zoo animals? Well, that's kind of the deal with any kind of recruitment deal. It's kind of how it is.
Well, recruiting trips are a little different. You guys, they can all join the team. They're all actively being recruited.
Right.
These guys are competing against each other to see who is going to get picked by the team. So it is a little different.
Yeah, but these guys are all about competition.
They might get picked.
It's just another
rounds.
It's another form of competition.
I don't even think it's competition.
With that.
I think it's just bringing guys out. We're gonna talk with
you. What it is? It's a beauty pageant. It's a guy's version of a beauty pageant when they're bringing all the guys into Topgolf in a social setting like that.
It could
that.
Be bowling. It could be. It could just be happy hour. But
that's
instead of being happy hour,
it is.
It's hit some golf balls
that's
to keep yourself busy while we sit down
it's
and we talk
to
you.
It's just a change of pace. It's just something fun for them.
Taking people out of the office. Yeah. It's a normal real world.
After they did it last year, Drake May, who they didn't draft, said, "I thought it was one of the cooler visits I've been on.
Yeah.
We all got our separate time with coaches when we needed to.
Right.
It's not like we didn't do any of that, but Topgolf was just a way for us to get and do something fun
something different.
The evening before." He then added, "I think I had the best swing."
I
think I was hitting it pretty
good.
He's
a good player.
Yeah. But JJ McCarthy was hitting it well as well.
Shocker, the quarterback. But the coaches all go. I mean, the coaches go and hang out. It's like you said, it's a fun, happy
hour.
What
would you rather do? Have the guys come in and hang out in the facility, just sit there in a chair and wait for your turn to go in and meet with the guys? Or, in the meantime, hang out with your other fellow draft picks, have some nachos, and hit some golf balls before it's your turn to meet with the coaches?
Correct.
Maybe Sims and Florio are anti-golf. Maybe they're very anti-golf.
They seem to be anti-group, I guess.
They're anti-fun. Right, Cakes.
I hadn't noticed. I mean, I think I had noticed, yeah. But I hadn't paid much attention to. The top button thing is Chris Sims' staple.
This is the first time you're noticing it? It's his bit.
I think I've seen it, but I've not paid enough attention to be like, he does it every time.
Every time.
But now that you said it, he does do it every time.
It's his bit.
He's a top button guy.
He owns it. He pretty much owns that.
You'd have to watch it to notice it. That's what I would say.
Right. I've seen clips.
I don't.
I mean, he's on Football Night in America. That's. Yeah. I mean, trust me, I'm not digesting a lot of Chris Sims content online, but something I've noticed.
Hey, we took a picture with him once at the Super Bowl.
I think this
is a long time ago.
Pre him going to buttoning all the way to the top. But we'd have to see the picture.
Yeah, that was Super Bowl.
It was him and
Vince Young.
Vince Young.
And my shirt was over my belly. My belly was sticking out.
I can't remember what venue that was. It was some sort of a resort or hotel.
It was in Miami.
No, it was Tampa, wasn't it?
I think that was Miami.
I think it was Miami.
I think
did we go to Tampa?
We did go to Tampa at one point.
We stayed in Ebor.
It could have been Tampa.
I thought it was Tampa.
But it was, either way, it was a resort off the strip.
It was because it was right on the bay. It wasn't on the ocean. It was on the bay. It was on Tampa.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
It could have been Tampa.
I'm not 100%. I'm like 95%.
I mean,
but that was a cool
ass. That was 100 years ago.
It was
a great
cool
party.
Ass spot. It was a cool ass spot.
And I was overserved.
as
sometimes
usual.
These things happen. I've been overserved at events too.
Sometimes.
It's the danger when you go out. Just make sure you have a driver.
I always do the move of putting my arms around the guys.
Yeah.
Because I'm so friendly.
Mm-hmm. You're so gregarious.
But then the shirt lifts up, and I always end up you look bad. No, if you're the guy that has your arm around other people, you always look the worst in pictures.
See, that was pre-cropping photos on the internet. Those are like real physical pictures.
Shirt
lifted
up.
That's how long ago that was.
Belly was sticking out.
What are you going to do?
Old school digital camera.
Yeah.
I don't have any access to those pictures anymore.
Well, who would? Who saw the digital camera?
Oh, they probably made it on our MySpace page.
No, it's out there somewhere. It's out there online. You can find it.
Somebody will have it on Twitter at some point before the end of the day.
You can find it.
All right, don't forget, you're always welcome to call us on an open line Thursday. It's brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live, Ricky.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Welcome back to the Junks on an open line Thursday, 800-636-106.
I think Doubter's going to be on.
Okay.
All right.
Wait,
well,
wait a minute.
Is he on right now?
Oh.
There he is.
Okay. Very good.
Come on, man. Money doesn't change him.
It's the Doubter.
Let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline. It's Nick Dowd, powered by Verizon.
We didn't think you were going to wake up.
I mean, I figured you'd get six milli in your pocket. Yeah. That's it. Well, and we're calling the Junks. Yeah.
Congrats. Well, I did tell you my price went up, so here we go.
Do you think, congratulations,
that's awesome.
Yeah, congrats.
Awesome news.
Yeah, it's great. You know, sometimes we talk about these things.
Keep saving that money.
Will your lifestyle change at all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I might get a Ferrari. I don't know. Maybe we'll get a new house, maybe a couple houses. I might get a house to nap in on game days.
Yeah,
perfect.
No, it won't change at all, no. I mean, what you really got to think about is, if anything, you know, you got to be telling the wife to myself and the wife to tighten it up because, you know, Carbs is forcing me into retirement with his speech.
He seems like he's going to retire as a captain.
I know.
It's a 2-year deal, right?
I kind of looked around. I'm like, wait, but I got more. I can play after this.
Yeah. Hey, Doubter, it is very cool when the team owner, Ted Leonsis, tweets. He says, heart and soul, Nick Dowd, terrific player and teammate and even better person. We love him and his fantastic family. Grateful for his service to the team and the community. Happy he's with us going forward. So, like, not every player gets that from the owner. So that had to feel special that Ted, you know, went to social media and talked about how happy he was that you're still in the fold going forward.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I mean, you know, I would say I have a pretty player to owner relationship with Ted. Like as far as it goes is where, like, you know, he'll come around to the locker room and he'll say hi to the guys, and he always does a great job of making everyone feel welcome. And he knows, you know, everybody's names. He knows my wife's name. Like, you know, he does a great job of that. So I'm always, you know, to say hi to him, shake his hand, talk to him for a really brief second. And then we've done, he's been at a couple charitable things too, mm-hmm. that we did with the Caps that I've got to speak with him, a little bit, but I'm not on Twitter. So my wife actually sent me that, similar to what you guys just did. And I thought that was pretty cool. You know, it was, like you said, not every owner is, you know, public about the guys that they sign. And so, yeah, it was pretty special. I really appreciated that.
So Doubter, tell us about how big maybe the last win was, if it was big at all after the two losses against Columbus. And I know Saturday was a different lineup. You can talk about that. But then you lose to them on Sunday. So I got to believe turning around in the last game was big for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was huge. I think it honestly was one of those games that we really, really needed to play well in and win in. I mean, obviously you want the result, right? But you can say that even on Sunday, analytically, actually, and then, you know, even like how we felt, we played well. Like, we outchanced them almost 2-1 in the game. You know, we ended up only scoring one goal, and we still lose, so it still hurt and it still sucked. But I thought there was some, you know, well, actually, I know there was some good stuff to build on in that game, despite the result. Mm-hmm. But I thought against the Islanders, we really needed to play well in that game. And it wasn't just about, like, playing, you know, like, oh, we play a good hockey game. It was like I felt like we played back to, like, what had won us 50 plus games in the regular season type of style, right? Like we were calm, we were collected. Like, you know, we our power play does well, our penalty kill does well, our goalie played well, our 5-on-5 was, you know, like, you know, pretty stymie and relentless. And we, you know, all of our guys, we all kind of played the same way, and we took advantage of opportunities, and, you know, we win the game. So, I thought it was good. I mean, you know, not only did the guys feel good about it, you know, Dylan Strome had a career high in goals that game, which was special individually. And then Chucky played well, but, you know, like I said, I think it was like we just needed that team game, right? We needed to play well as a whole, and I thought we did that.
Doubter, I have to go back to when the team found out that you signed the extension when you guys were watching film in the locker room. Yeah, so you grab a drink out of the Caps little mini cooler, which, by the way, is very, very cool. I need to get one of those myself. What was the celebratory drink? It looked like a Coors Light. It could have been an energy drink. We don't know. Inquiring minds need to know. What were you chugging to celebrate with the teammates in the locker room?
Yeah, that was definitely Coors Light, you know.
Okay, good.
If they want to, they're looking for a sponsorship, I'm more than happy to do that. But yeah, it was I just thought it'd be a good idea to have a drink at 11:30 in the morning.
I'd be drinking multiple. Hey,
how much time passed between like you inking the contract and your teammates finding out about it? Pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah. I mean, I got it done. It kind of all came to fruition the day before, around lunchtime. It was a game day, so it wasn't like I was, you know, talking to, it wasn't like I was, you know, had the opportunity to go in and sign or, you know, do anything like that on a game day. Cause I was heading down for a nap, as you guys know, take my nap seriously. And, so I ended up getting it. I ended up signing it after the game on the bus, by myself on my phone.
Wow.
And then the guys found out the next day.
Very cool.
You signed your contract?
Which is pretty typical, actually. Okay. Like that's I think of all the of the five or six deals that I've signed, if I'm thinking this correctly, I've only signed one of them in actual person. Wow. And that was in Rob Tillotson's office, you know, standing up next to his desk. And you know, I was just happened to be at home, right? So it was just, this is easier. Let's just sign it this way.
DocuSign. Cool.
Yeah, DocuSign. Yeah, I had to pay a $15 membership. I'll be passing
you can
that
afford
over.
It.
I'll be passing that over to management later.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. So there's one game left, obviously, tonight. You know who you're going to play in the playoffs. It's going to be the Canadiens. And we'll talk about that in a second. But has Carbs kind of told you what tonight's going to be like? Is it just going to kind of be like a warm-up, or are you going to, you know, a lot of starters kind of rest a little bit? How's it going to work out tonight, do you think?
Yeah, we haven't quite talked about that yet, honestly. I mean, yesterday was the video session. We went over some important things, like, you know, some things that can happen in playoffs and some certain specific situations that we needed to touch on, just because we had a moment to do that. And but yeah, I mean, I think tonight will be, you know, very similar to the last game we played. I mean, you know, this is the Penguins are historically a tough team to play for the Washington Capitals. I mean, this has always been a great rivalry, as you guys know, and you know, this is a good building to play in. You know, I wouldn't look at it as anything other than you know, this is game 82. We're looking to play well. We want to finish out the season well, just like we did, you know, as we played against the Islanders. And I'm not quite sure if they're going to rest guys or not. You know, we haven't talked about that.
Gotcha.
All right, so let's get into Montreal. The last time you played them, you beat them in overtime. But that was way back on January 10th. What can fans expect from the Canadiens? You know, we always want to know, who should we be hating on their team? Who's annoying on their team?
Yeah, who's a good
guy?
This
is a thorn on the side that we can just all boo.
Good guy to put in the crosshairs for the series.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not going to do that yet. I'm sure that guy will reveal himself.
Yeah.
Well, because in the past, it's been like that St. Louis guy, right? Remember
Marty St. Louis? That was a while ago.
I know, but super annoying.
Yeah.
What kind of system do they run? I mean, are they kind of a faster pace?
Definitely like a younger team, really, really high-end skill from a couple of their players, like individual skill, like guys that can that will try and take you on one-on-one, a little high, you know, maybe a little bit more higher risk, if you can consider it that way, being that they do try and play some one-on-one hockey. But also, you know, like they have the ability to make a lot of plays. So I would say, of a fast team, a team that can really create on the rush, and I think it'll be our job to prevent that speed from getting wound up by, you know, making them stop in their D zone and play defense. You know, mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, it's not like there's a secret recipe to winning playoff hockey games. The defense gets tighter, the goalies get better, the special teams get better. It'll be the same, the similar things, right? Like you have to play well as a group. Mm-hmm. Special teams will be a factor, like they always are in every series. And we're gonna have to make them defend. For sure.
I hope game one, because the playoffs actually start Saturday. St. Louis plays Winnipeg game one. Colorado plays Dallas game one. I hope game one is Sunday afternoon, like a 3:30 game. That would be awesome. Do you have any idea when game one is gonna be? Or you're kind of waiting for that?
I have no clue. Yeah, I mean, I think with the fact that they just won last night, the NHL is probably pulling all that together.
Right. Right.
Yeah, but no, I got no clue. I mean, I guess I don't really have a preference, to be honest.
Gotcha.
What's it like playing on the Bell Center and on the road? Because I was just watching their clinching game on the highlights, and it seemed
crazy,
ridiculous.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my top like three or four rinks to play in, and like cities to travel to. It's just it's a great city. They got great restaurants, stay in a nice hotel there, and the atmosphere is always good. It's obviously a historic building. It's them, Chicago, Boston, Montreal. Let me see here.
What's Toronto? Toronto maybe?
No, not so much Toronto, no.
You don't like Toronto?
It's not special.
It's not as special, I would say, as like a Chicago or Montreal, yeah.
All right.
Well, Doubter, we've appreciated having you on throughout the season. It's been great.
Time to focus
great
now,
getting
bro.
To know you, and best of luck to the Caps going forward. And congrats to you and your family on that 2-year extension. It's well deserved.
Thank By the guys. Way, real Thank quick, quick question as we let you go. What's the protocol like for the playoff beard? Do you do one last good shave before? How's that work?
Yeah, some guy. I don't. You know what? I personally like to shave right before and then give it a clean, fresh playoff start. But some guys roll right into it, you know. I mean, I actually just shaved, 2 days ago. So I usually get that stuff done on the road, so I don't completely crush my bathroom at home.
Right, smart. You know? Leave the mess there.
There you go. Yeah,
work smarter,
yeah,
I mean,
I
not harder.
It up, obviously.
All right. Well, let's get a nice shaggy one.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yep. That's the point, right?
Yep.
That's the goal.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys.
That's Nick Dowd from the Capitals, powered by Verizon. When we come back, we'll do EB's commercial break film study. He will break down Tyler Shuck from Louisville. So we will do that next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fan. The NFL draft is a week out at this point. It's coming. It's right around the corner. So that means we're going to ramp up EB's commercial break film study. Today, under the microscope, Louisville quarterback Tyler Shuck.
All right, Cakes. Here we go. Tyler Shuck, he's an interesting guy. He had 6 years of college experience. He's 25 years old.
It's a Tommy Horsey experience.
He actually had seven because he redshirted. He was in college for 7 years.
Well, that's crazy. So he had 2 years where he...
Was he 26 years old?
He's 25. Suited up for Oregon. 3 years at Texas Tech. Last year was at Louisville. Now, he has played in 42 games in his career, but the first time he played a full season was this past season with Louisville. He never played more than like seven games before in previous years. You know, not overwhelming stats by any stretch. 23 touchdowns, 6 interceptions last year. But here's what jumps out at you. He's got that prototypical size.
Big
he
dude.
He looks the part, man. 6'5", 225. He's a big dude. And the first thing, so I pulled up, and you only have time really to barely do this. I pulled up the game against Boston College.
Oh, okay.
Where they had a big comeback early midway through the season. And the first thing you notice is, man, he's a big dude, but he can move. I mean, he's not like Josh Allen. He's not rushing for 1,000 yards or anything. But the first play, he rolls out right, rips a throw. Second play, scrambles around a little bit. It takes off and runs down the sideline. He's not the most accurate guy from what I could tell. He definitely threw some reckless balls. He'd like roll out, force a throw. At least one or two picks in that game.
Two picks in that game, yeah.
He will force it. He will throw a YOLO ball. But, man, I just can't get over how he looks the part with that prototypical size. When he stands back and he just rips one, it looks so good. He could also float them, so he has a little touch. Probably throws too many floaters. He does also, like, throw off his back foot sometimes, which gets him into trouble. But he does throw a nice deep ball. And this is one of the rare times, I'll be honest, where I'm just intrigued by the potential of the kid based on just his size and looking the part. Mm-hmm. If you look at his like completion percentage in college, it's not that great. He's not the most accurate guy. I think it was like 62% last year, something like that. 1 year was maybe like 59%. Like, he's definitely a bit of a project, but man, I'm intrigued by him. I kind of like him. Now, there you do have the age thing. Now, I'm trying to think, when we've had older quarterbacks in years past, like when Chris Wanky came out, I think he was much older. I think he was like 28, 29 because he had played baseball.
Right.
And then he went to Florida State and, you know, did his thing. And, and Wanky ended up playing 5 or 6 years at least. Never really blossomed. But so he's not like the oldest guy, but 25 years old, experienced guy. I do like the fact that he has played a lot, but I do think you have to. He's somebody that you don't necessarily plug and play right away. I mean, you could from his size and his strength, but there's going to be a learning curve with him. I think he needs to tighten up his fundamentals and decision-making. But if you do that, I think he's got a lot of pieces. You might have something there.
It's kind of crazy that he's in college that long and only played one full season. Mostly because of injuries and just being a backup and transferred twice.
If I had to give a grade...
Yep, got a grade.
By the way, one NFL coach, and he's unnamed, said he would take Chuck over Cam Ward.
Yeah, wow. This is from Diana Rossini. Like, expanding on that.
I would love to know who it is.
Peter Schrager said on McAfee that a GM he knows well and respects in the league said that he is the best passer out of everyone in the group.
This is a quote from Diana Rossini from The Athletic.
At times. He really does.
The quote is, Tyler Shuck is a player in this draft. His stock is rising. He's a name that I'm hearing in league circles way more now than I was just 3 weeks ago in terms of a quarterback on the board that could be taken in the first round. And then that dovetails into Jason's quote about a head coach saying he's better than Cam Ward.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to give him a grade, 78.5. And it's just because there's you know, he needs to be molded more, but the raw ingredients are there.
Yep.
He's a big, strong guy. He's athletic. He can run you over. I don't know, man. He might be worth a flyer for a team, for sure.
Well, someone's going to take him. I don't know if they'll take him the first round, but someone's going to take him.
You have him rated just over 2 points higher than Cam Ward.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't love Cam Ward. I remember that. I think I liked Shador more. What did I give Shador?
Shador is your highest rated prospect at 81.3.
What did I give Dart?
80.6.
Former Skins coach.
I think I might like him more than Dart, to be honest with you.
Jay Gruden said...
You know, I just don't remember my scores.
Gruden said, the more I watch, the more I like this Tyler Shuck. I think he could be the third quarterback off the board when it's all said and done.
Drab brought up a good point. You have Ward ranked the fourth best quarterback in this class.
I just didn't love him. Maybe he's great. I don't know anything.
More praise. This is Chase Daniels' Twitter. Tyler Shuck is the best-kept secret of the NFL draft. He's going to get picked much higher than anyone thinks.
I hate to keep saying it over and over. He just looks like an NFL quarterback.
His body type is big.
And he could run.
It's like Andrew Luck, like Peyton Manning, like that sort of.
But he's more mobile than both those guys.
Yeah. Yeah. He can definitely move.
How big is Drake May? Is he 6'5? Maybe
6'4.
He's about 6'4. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he's touching 6'5. But I don't know. Maybe with cleats on. But
yeah, who knows? But he looks like the real deal.
He's just had a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
Lengthy injuries.
Here's the thing that you don't like. He does throw some YOLO balls. He does throw balls off his back foot. I don't know that he's the most accurate guy by any stretch. So, I mean, he's raw. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe he's like a Jay Schrader type.
Every year there's one of these bum quarterbacks that everyone says looks the part, rocket arm.
I'm usually not a looks the part anything. Guy.
Joe
I'm usually not. I usually have anti-guys that are just
thinking,
the numbers.
I'm thinking more just...
Tanner McKee.
Yeah, Tanner McKee. Who's the dog? Ryan Mallett. These guys all suck.
They're just
rest
backups.
In peace, Ryan Mallett.
That's true, but like these backups can play in the league for a dozen years and make $40 million.
I think he'll have a long career. It may be as a backup, but he'll hold a clipboard, if nothing else, for a long time.
Being a backup quarterback's a pretty good gig.
He's gonna look good on your sideline.
Yeah,
he's going to look good in his uni.
He'll look good calling in the signals to the starter, potentially.
Thing is, I don't think he's super accurate. But he does have a strong arm, and he can run you over, get a first down.
I mean, just think about how many to spend 7 years in college.
Mm-hmm. He should probably be a little bit.
Just think about how many times he was on a practice field.
Yeah. Mel Kiper Jr., by the way,
7 years of college. It's one more than Horsey.
Yeah, it's a second Horsey joke in this segment. Kiper has him going with the 34th pick to the Giants.
I think that makes sense. He's probably...
Like if the Giants go with Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter.
Yep. Early and then they take the a flyer round, on Shock and let him sit for a year.
That could be a move, especially because they have veteran quarterbacks in the building now with Russ and Jameis.
We'll see.
Like he's not forced to play early. He can get that tutelage.
The only way I could see him sucking Drab is if he's just an interception machine.
Yeah.
That, which it could be.
Well, that's a big part of it. Yeah.
Yeah, which could be. It's possible. His touchdown interception ratio ain't
transferred
great.
Transferred 100 times, never played anywhere.
Hasn't had great success in college.
It's no. true.
He started year.
He's one of the more like polished, like he just looks like an NFL quarterback.
He's like Davis Mills.
Oh, that's a good
Davis
one.
Mills
that's
that big?
Not a good comp.
Davis Mills that big?
Yeah,
big.
Same thing.
Yeah. He's Nick Foles.
Yeah.
Hey, that's Super Bowl winner.
Could be.
I mean, he wishes he was Nick Foles, Nick Foles in the pants. He wishes he was him down there.
Allegedly,
Nick Foles.
We've heard stories.
Nick Foles could be a tripod.
We've heard a lot of stories. Yeah. I mean, I can't confirm. I don't have a visual depiction of what's going on.
Right.
Just go by hearsay.
You've heard rumors.
You've heard a lot of rumors.
Yeah.
Where is he? Is he from Oregon or is he from Arizona?
He's from Arizona.
Oh, okay.
He's from Chandler, Arizona.
Chandler?
Phoenix area.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
And he was pretty highly recruited, wasn't he? I think he was. If he went to Oregon.
Yeah, he must have been.
He's made the rounds.
I would. If my team drafted him, I would be excited. See what he can do.
Sort of potential he's got.
Maybe he's like a. I just think of Jay Schrader. I remember Jay Schrader like looking the part.
Right.
Pretty boy from UCLA.
Flowing blonde hair.
Big arm. Big ass arm. But just never really was that great. Maybe that's who he is. I don't know, but he's definitely intriguing.
Yeah.
So there you go.
We will see. Draft officially 1 week away.
Mm-hmm. Drabby, I'm off tomorrow, right? So I'm in Philly. So
of course you are. You're
next
off every
week.
You say so.
You're off every day, pretty much.
No, it's winding down. Next week, I want to do.
You're off Monday too. Right?
I don't think so.
I think so because I couldn't take Monday off because you're off.
My tournament is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I think I should be back. I don't know.
April 18th and 21st. Eric Bickle.
Oh, I'm off. Oh, all right. Tuesday.
He leads the league in
just
vacation.
Listen, hold on for a second. Tuesday, I want to do a mock off of, they did a ChatGPT first round.
Oh.
And then I want to
AI
make,
first
I want to
round?
Make, yes. And I want to go, which I think is butt intriguing, actually. And then I want to go from.
You want to outdo Grok?
No, I don't want to. I'll do it, but I want to just make the pick from there, from the ChatGPT pick, mock draft.
Sure.
And that one, my guy is already gone. The ChatGPT already picked my edge rusher from Boston College, Eazy-E. He went actually to the Ravens. So I have to come up with a new guy.
All right, don't forget you can always reach out to us on an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. That is the number. Open Line Thursday, brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. We'll be right back.
Hi everybody, it's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.